Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Every year on his daughter Ella's birthday, filmmaker Jay Rosenblatt would get out his video camera and record her answering some questions. He was mainly off camera, so you just see Ella in close up on a couch.
What do you like most in life?
Friends and family and Hannah Montana.
He began filming when she was 2 years old and ended on her 18th birthday. The clips have been turned into a short documentary called How Do You Measure a Year? Watching the film, it's really startling to see someone grow up in the space of just 30 minutes or so. It's also a window into the intimate moments between a parent and a child and their love for each other. The film is nominated for Best Short Documentary Film at this year's Academy Awards, and Jay Rosenblatt joins me now. Welcome to Press Play.
No, thank you for having me.
Well, you began filming this movie when she was two, Ella. Did you think back then that this would be an annual event?
Well, that was the hope. You know, I didn't know how it would go each year. But that said, I didn't know if this would be a film. I mean, I hoped it'd be a film. At the very least, I knew it would be a document that she would have for herself. But until I looked at the footage, which was during COVID, I didn't know if there was a film there. I didn't even know if it came out.
Huh. I'm curious, why did you wait so long to look at the footage?
You know, I was using an old camera, and I had this fear that if I checked and saw that a year didn't come out, it would just destroy me. So it was like almost a superstition. I thought, I'm just going to wait. If it came out, then I'll hopefully make something out of it. And if it didn't, well, what can you do? See, I really wanted the same look each year. I actually got a newer camera, probably when she was around 14 or 15, but I didn't switch to it until she was 18. I felt like the last year it could have a slightly better look because it was the last year. Mm-hmm. But it was a big surprise when I looked at all the footage.
And what questions did you ask her?
Well, you know, the questions, the ones that were constant were, I asked her what power meant, what she thought the word power meant. I asked her what her favorite moments for the past year were, what were some of the less favored moments. I asked her when she was really young, I would ask her, what's her favorite food? What does she like to do the most? What's the most important thing to her? And then as she got a little older, I would add a few more questions that I felt were more age appropriate, like if she was speaking to her 25-year-old self, what would she say? And, you know, that's a concept that's a little difficult when you're too young.
Yeah. Well, the power question is a little difficult when you're young. I want to play her answer when she's 4 years old.
What is power?
I don't know.
What do you think it means? What does power mean?
Power means, I don't know, feeling muscles. Uh-huh. See, they're big.
Yeah.
Why did you ask her that question?
This was a long time ago when I came up with those questions. It was 2003. I think I asked her that because I thought it would be interesting to hear what a girl would say about that. And I felt maybe it would actually be an empowering thing for her. I think that was my thinking at the time.
And how did she answer it when she got older?
As she got older, it was more about inner strength and it was more about standing up for other people. So it kind of showed her maturity and her personality developing and her moral stance. So it got more and more interesting.
Yeah. So she shifts when she turns 14, or not on the date, but when you record her on her 14th birthday, she has changed. So she's no longer the kind of happy, open, curious young person. She's moody. She's a moody teenager. And you ask her if she's happy, and she says not really. And she just seems kind of sullen and I don't know, bored. Here is a little bit more from that conversation.
Can you tell me what do you like most in life?
Sleeping.
Can you tell me some other things that you like?
You said most, which means one thing.
Can you tell me a few things you like in about life?
Netflix, my phone, laughing. Most important thing is to be happy.
Are you happy?
Not really. But I'm working on it.
Oh, that's just so heart-wrenching to hear. How did you feel when you recorded her?
I just went with however she was. And like in the film, we kind of cut the interview really short. And luckily, I kind of left the camera running. So even though I'm not asking her questions, we see that she kind of just sprawls out on the couch and is just lying there. And that's how that year ends. So yeah, there was a shift at 14. I would say even 13, there was a bit of a shift. You know, actually, the more I think about it, each year there's some sort of shift.
Yeah.
Some years more dramatic than others. There's always, until the, I would say, like, you know, from 15, 16 on, they don't change as dramatically. But, you know, up until 15, they're pretty dramatic, the changes.
Yeah. So when you looked back on the footage, was it shocking to you, surprising to you? Had you not remembered some of these key moments? And what was it like seeing it all at once?
Well, the first thing was a huge sigh of relief that it actually came out, both the image and the sound. And then there were a lot of surprises, yes, especially, you know, there's a scene during the last year, 18, where I decide to leave the room and let her speak to the camera on her own. So I had no idea what she said to the camera, and that was really moving. It really choked me up when I saw that.
It is really moving. Did you wait to see it, or did you see it immediately after she finished?
I didn't see anything from when she was two. I hadn't seen that footage for 17 years. So I hadn't seen some of the footage for 17 years, and then the year 18, I hadn't seen it for 2 years.
Well, let's hear a clip of that, where she's talking about actually being happy that you two had this birthday video tradition.
I'm really glad you do these kinds of things, these traditions. It makes me really happy and just reminds me how much you love me, but I don't really need reminder because you show it a lot in everything that you do for me.
That is really sweet. That's so loving. And you say you were moved and you were surprised?
I don't know if I didn't know what to expect. So yeah, there was an element of surprise, maybe no matter what she said, but I didn't expect to get so choked up when I watched that. And
yeah,
it was really a gift she gave me.
Yeah, she's off to college, and this is the end of her childhood, I guess. And I guess it's an end for you too, right? It's an end for your in-house parenting.
Yes.
At this stage. And so I wonder how you looked at that as a reflection on your life. You had the camera on her, but in a way it was on you as well.
Yeah, it was very emotional. Even though I didn't see that scene until I looked at the footage a couple of years later, you know, we kind of hugged on the couch together. It was like this, not a final hug, but it just was hit me deeply that, you know, we were going to have an empty nest soon, and how different life would be without her there daily.
Right. It's an end of a chapter in your life, I guess, or maybe a beginning of a new one, but definitely the end of one chapter.
Yeah. And a long, like really wonderful chapter.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess if you're a parent, you're looking at this movie one way. And if you're a young person, you're looking at it in a different way. How does your daughter see this movie?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. A lot of parents that have seen the film are just like, they have a special reaction. I think everyone can relate to it, but especially parents. She was a little embarrassed by a couple of moments, but overall, she, I think, feels good about it. So it's been a really wonderful experience for her, too.
Will she be with you at the Oscar ceremony?
Oh, yeah. She's my plus one.
I'm wondering, you were nominated for an Oscar last year for another short documentary that was really about yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how these two films are similar to you. This movie was called When We Were Bullies, and it was about you as a child, and you were part of a bullying incident, and then you went back and found your classmates and kind of examined that incident. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how you see these two films together, because they are both about growing up in a way and about childhood, and it's you and your daughter. So how do you see these two films as together?
You know, that film was about when I was 10 in fifth grade. So yeah, I was a child, and I was part of the whole class bullying this one boy. You know, the films are so different stylistically. You know, When We Were Bullies has all these different elements, interviews, animation, but they do overlap in that I'm in both of them. Mm-hmm. They're both significant moments in my life, and they both deal with childhood and in some ways in growing up. In my case, it's you know, growing up much older, looking back at childhood. But they're both very personal, and I think that is it. I feel like both films, there's a certain vulnerability for me, and especially in the new film for Ella. And that's, you know, that's always unnerving in a way. Mm-hmm. And when you've been vulnerable, it can hurt. So there's both of them have a little bit of that kind of risk. You know, a lot of my films, I'm not in them.
And why did you want to be in this one? Because I guess you could have edited yourself out, but there are some scenes of you in the movie.
I feel it grounds the film more. If I'm just the disembodied voice, that didn't feel right to me. You know, also Stephanie, my wife's in it briefly, and then our dogs are in it. So it's, you know, it's the whole
and the couch too. The couch is a big star. Yeah.
The couch is in. A lot of people comment on that because we did keep the couch for quite a long time.
I was noticing that. I was really in awe that you were able to hang on to that piece of furniture for so long.
Yeah. Yes.
I did notice you got a new couch later on.
Yeah.
In the final years.
I gave in to my wife's desires there.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you, and good luck at the Oscars.
Oh, thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Jay Rosenblatt directed the Oscar-nominated short film, How Do You Measure a Year? Coming up, we'll have your weekend movie reviews, including Creed 3, next on Press Play.